Trash.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, we need to clarify something regarding the Seven Dwarfs. Now, Peter Dinklage said in the Mark Maron podcast, he said they lived in a cave. Is that what you read?
Yeah.
That's not true. It says here, the Seven Dwarfs are a group of the dwarfs that live in a tiny cottage and work in the nearby mines.
Okay, so they worked in the
mines.
They
didn't
live in the cave.
I do remember them having that cottage thing. All right, and the names of your dwarfs are? Come on.
Oh, I don't know.
Itchy,
I remember
Scratchy,
Sleepy,
Scratchy,
Sleazy,
Dopey.
Dopey.
Doc, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Bashful, Sneezy, Dopey. All right, Hugh Hefner. There is a documentary on Playboy and Hugh Hefner that has debuted on A&E. It's like a 10-part series. The first couple dropped earlier this week. I watched the first one, and it's not very complimentary of Hugh Hefner at all. But anyway, they have one of the people they interview for this are former girlfriends and former playmates, of course, and employees of Hefner's. And they talk about what happened, what went on inside the mansion. But Hef's valet was on the special. This guy was Hugh Hefner's valet from 1978 to 1981. And he says, and I had to rewind it because I couldn't believe it. He says that Hugh Hefner would drink 35 to 40 Pepsis a day. You heard me right. 35 to 40 Pepsis a day. And he ate mostly M&Ms, according to this guy, 2 to 3 pounds a day of M&Ms. Now,
lucky he lived to be as old as he did.
So I looked this up to see if there are any other stories about it. And yeah, there are a number of different stories on the internet about Hugh Hefner's affinity for Pepsi and how he would drink 36 bottles of Pepsi in a day. And somebody did the math.
Did he put booze in it?
So, I don't know. Somebody did the math on that. That's over 17 liters of a liquid containing 1,116 grams of sugar and 2.5 grams of caffeine. Now, by my count, somebody can correct me on this, but by my count, 2.5 grams of caffeine, that would be the equivalent of 25 cups of coffee in a day for Hugh Hefner. He probably was acting like a bunny, you know, on 25.
What did he need all the cocaine for?
I don't know, man. And then 2 to 3 pounds of
M&M's. I mean, if you're trying
M&Ms.
To keep up with that many, you probably need something.
Yeah. Elton John tested positive for COVID. He was supposed to perform in Dallas last night and tonight. So that didn't happen and won't happen. But Elton's people say that he is fully vaxxed and boosted, only has some mild symptoms, and they're going to reschedule those shows. All right, now, John Mellencamp. Mellencamp is doing a lot of interviews nowadays because he just put out a new album, a few days ago. It's not bad. He does sound like Louis Armstrong now.
Yeah, his voice is changing.
Those cigarettes are
taking its toll.
Yeah, they've done it to his voice. But he likes his voice the way it is now.
I heard him doing some live acoustic stuff, and it didn't even sound like him.
So he talked about how the touring life changed.
They did it about that day.
Yeah. He talked about how the touring life changed when he got married in 1991. Told People magazine that, you know, we used to have a lot of girls and hangers-on backstage. And then he said, I got married to Elaine Irwin. He's no longer married to her, but he was married to her for many years. And
she was the really tall one, too.
She was a tall model.
Yeah.
And she went backstage to some of these shows. And John said, quote, Elaine came out on tour with me and looked at what was going on, and she goes, this is not going to go on anymore. No more random people backstage. And I said to her, why? I thought we were having fun. And she goes, yeah, if you're 15, but you're not 15 anymore. You're married to me, so there's nobody backstage. I said,
the band wants some, though.
I know, Mellencamp said, I said, you go tell the band.
Yeah.
And she did. And Mellencamp said, there's not been anybody, no girls or hangers-on backstage at my shows since then. Her advice was good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you had to find a new guitar player.
Yeah. There are probably a couple of guys who left the band after that. That's the trash. Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.